Tom.
This is Free Talk Live. We are here at the Liberty Forum, the 2014 edition New Hampshire Liberty Forum, put on by the Free State Project. It's a yearly event. It's a lot of fun. There are, I don't know how many people here, but I'm going to guess at least 100 or two.
Hundreds, yeah.
Tonight, because there's a lot of people upstairs. There is a great crowd here watching the show tonight. Thank you guys for coming out and spending your evening, or at least a portion of your evening with us, because I know there's always a lot to do here at Liberty Forum. We get the pleasure of talking to all kinds of wonderful guests, and we're going to bring on our next one and also take your calls as well at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Amanda Billyrock is with us here tonight.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Mark.
And Mark is actually back. This is actually his first hour on the show. It's been Jeffrey Tucker up until now in this seat.
At this point, you've said more than I have, Amanda.
Yeah.
Ooh, welcome.
So, real quick, what do you do? As far, I know you've got a YouTube channel. What if somebody hasn't listened before, and I know there's lots of people listening on the radio, may not know what you do precisely.
Well, my YouTube channel and my social media efforts in general are just about all things anarchy, because there are so many facets of it. You know, the free market anarchism is all about how wealth is created. And then you have, you know, the apolitical side of anarchism, which explains how, you know, violence is just inherently wrong. The initiation of force is wrong. And so that is my shtick.
And you moved to New Hampshire last year, just after Porkfest, is that right?
I did. New Hampshire, Porkfest, was kind of made my decision for me.
Was it like a really amazing experience for you?
It was. Maybe that's so corny and cliche to say, but yes, Porkfest was probably one of the better experiences of my entire adult life.
And that's the Porkypine Freedom Festival.
A lot of people who've been to Porkfest have said the same thing.
For those that don't know, Porkypine Freedom Festival, it's a summertime camping kind of event that the Free State Project puts on. So there's some similarities between Liberty Forum and the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Sometimes Liberty Forum can feel like Porkfest in a hotel to some extent. Like, there was one year we actually had a drum circle in the lobby up here. This is a kind of fancy hotel. It's like a 4-star hotel.
And so the desk clerks didn't, like, come out and murder anybody.
No, they were really cool about it. So it's been a lot of fun. So it's your first time at the Liberty Forum then, Amanda?
It is.
How is it going so far?
Well, I've been here for just about 7 hours, okay. But it's going well so far.
What's your favorite part about it?
My favorite part about today, I would say, has been meeting Cody Wilson.
Oh, that's right, from Defense Distributed.
Yes.
He is the creator of the Liberator, the kind of the world's first 3D printable gun.
Exactly.
And he's one of the, I don't know if he's a keynote this weekend, but he's a big speaker, certainly here at, I imagine Mark's probably going to wrangle him to speak with us.
I've already got him.
He's got him lined up. All right, so that's good to know. Cody Wilson, you're excited to, you've already met him. I imagine you're going to go see him speak.
I have to compete with him for a speaking slot tomorrow.
Wait, all right, so what are you speaking about?
So tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the main ballroom, I am hosting the panel entitled Babes of Bitcoin. And
oh,
it is
cool.
Me and Brittany Erstad. She is a financier who works with startups and Bitcoin, and also Alma Summer,
okay,
who is a full-time agorist from Arizona. And we will be talking about basically how we work with Bitcoin in our lives.
Awesome. So that's very exciting. So that's one of the tricky parts about the Liberty Forum, is that there's always multiple things happening at any given moment. So the poor people who are here tomorrow are going to have to choose between you and Cody Wilson and probably a third thing as well, whatever else that might be. So.
I think four things. And in all fairness, Cody's event, I think, starts at 2:45. So for the first 45 minutes, for anyone who would pick Cody over me, and I don't blame you, you can come see me for the first 45 minutes.
Will you be, you're fairly prolific on YouTube as far as in the Liberty community. You have your own YouTube channel. Is it Amanda Billyrock? What is
it? It is.
So are you going to be recording your own session so your fans might be able to watch later if they can't make it this weekend?
It is good that you mentioned that, Ian. Yes, I will be posting my talk on YouTube.
Excellent. So tell me something else that's interesting in your activism life right now here in New Hampshire. What's going on? I mean, because like over in Manchester, it's like an hour and a half away from Keene. I only hear things through the grapevine as far as what's happening. What's something that's, you know, got you excited these days?
Oh, I don't know. know about what has me excited, but something that is annoying me to no end.
That
is,
works too.
Right. I guess I will be tried as a criminal on March 17th.
Mm-hmm.
And that will, I'm not sure if it's in Laconia or whatever, and you're probably going to ask, what is it for?
Well, I know what it's for, but our listeners may not know what it's for. So tell us what you are allowed to tell us about this situation.
Oh,
I know there's certain things that kind of have to be kept under wraps for criminal defense purposes, etc.
True story. Well, just about 2 months ago, I was basically arrested for remaining silent. And you say, really, Amanda, is that a thing? People get arrested for remaining silent? Yeah, they sure do. And so
the Supreme Court said that you can't, you don't have the right to remain silent. The remaining silent is actually an indication of guilt. And that you have to, if you wish to remain silent, as we all thought we had the right to do, that in fact you have to tell the police officers, I am remaining silent. As though a police officer is such a dense mamma jamma that he can't figure out what a person who's remaining silent looks like.
I don't think that the Supreme Court would know the Constitution if it smacked them on their wrinkly old asses. That's what I think about the Supreme Court. So anyway, they tried to charge me with a DUI just out of an intimidation tactic. Yeah. Of course, it didn't stick because, hey, I wasn't driving drunk. Fancy that. They tried to charge me with a felony narcotics possession for having my own prescriptions on me.
Right.
That was dropped as well. And so now what remains is disobeying an officer, because apparently not taking orders is apparently a crime.
Anything right. specific about disobeying the officer? I mean, what specifically are they saying? The officer told you to what?
There isn't anything specific, Mark. That's the thing.
You've got video?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yeah. They're also
recalcitrance is what they're charging you with.
Yes. Will you explain the meaning of that word to me?
It's just being kind of cranky.
Okay, yeah, yes. Yes, I'm being charged with being cranky.
Non-cooperative, perhaps?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Transportation of alcohol, whatever that even means, and resisting arrest. So there you go.
Transportation of alcohol is a ridiculous charge that, as I understand it, involves if you have not necessarily even an open container of alcohol, but a container of alcohol that has been opened or something
in
like that.
In the past, at one
inside
point.
Inside the cab, somewhere in the cab. So
yes.
There may have been a passenger, and you wouldn't have even known if a passenger of yours has a flask on them or something like that. That would be you transporting alcohol.
That's
at least
the
that's
thing,
the argument
Ian,
they're making.
I've never seen this bottle that they're talking about to date. I've never seen it.
Well, the cop's going to put it there for all you know.
Right? If my passenger had something in my car, he sure as hell didn't tell me. Because if he had, you know what I would have said? You know what? We live in a police state, so how about you not do that?
Yeah, and the fact is if you've got an RV or something like that, you're allowed to do this. It's the length of your vehicle that's the problem here. I'm sorry, your vehicle's just too short. I mean,
no, hold on now, Mark. Don't forget, we have our friend Pete Eyre from CopBlock.org.
That was in a dry county.
Okay, well, what happened to Pete was he was pulled over in Alabama, Alabama. Anyway, they searched his RV, found a beer in his refrigerator in the RV, and arrested him over it. A closed beer in his refrigerator.
Unreal.
So, I mean, you know, here we are in the 21st century, and having a bottle with fluid in it that hasn't even been opened is apparently a crime in some places. So you've got a Free State Project participant who's an attorney who's going to be representing you in this case, and you're going to try. You are not taking the plea deal. The felony charges have been dropped. That's like the biggest news. Besides your arrest, that news, the big news is they've dropped the felony charges. And I think there's an important lesson here for people, and that is that if you don't take the plea deal, you really get to find out what kind of case, and in which case, in a lot of cases, they have no case, or what level of amount of evidence they have against you, and they'll frequently back down and drop a number of charges.
It sounds like they dropped everything on her.
Oh, no, they dropped the felonies. They're still misdemeanor charges.
Just the one, right?
No, like three.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought we were just talking about the alcohol here.
So three misdemeanors. I mean, that's still up to 3 years in jail. I mean, this is pretty big deal.
So these ones are magic words. See, the whole, the Constitution gives you a right of trial by jury. No, because see, what states do now is they use magic words. And the magic words are misdemeanor class B.
Yeah.
So if they use those magic words, then you don't get a jury. You get one of their own robed employees.
Did they charge you with Class A's first and then drop them to Class B?
No. I was never offered a plea. I think they knew from the beginning that that's not how I roll.
Yes. Now, that figures, because certainly they knew quickly that you were somebody not to be trifled with. Can you you stick with us for a little bit?
I sure can.
All right, more with Amanda Billy Rock. We'll also take your calls if you'd like to make them at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I will intend to attend your trial when it happens. I look forward to it.
I'm glad.
And more on the way. Your calls welcome. We're here live at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum 2014 edition from the Nashua Crown Plaza Hotel. Coming back with more in moments.
Did you know that a Nobel Prize was awarded for a medical discovery that improves your sexual performance? It's true. Nitric oxide was discovered to improve your sexual performance. It also miraculously improves your heart health, blood pressure, energy levels, your immune system, diabetes, arthritis pain, even your memory and mood. That's why millions of men and women have begun taking nitric oxide boosters as daily supplements. And right now, we're releasing free bottles of peak nitric oxide so you can discover the benefits for yourself. Be one of the first 100 callers at 1-800-941-9499. After extensive research and clinical tests, nitric oxide has been described as the miracle molecule of the 21st century. Taken once a day, you'll not only begin feeling years younger, but we'll also send you free test strips to prove it works. Discover how to get your free bottle of peak nitric oxide and free test strips at 1-800-941-9498. Be one of the first 100 callers. 1-800-941-9498.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Talk Live. We're here at the 2014 Liberty Forum. It's an awesome event, and it's only just getting started, although today was like a free day, and this was kind of the first time they've ever done anything like this, where if you show
up... I think it's a great idea.
I think it's killer. You show up on Thursday, you don't have to pay to get into all the sessions, everything that's going on here. Tomorrow, you will have to pay. There are tickets available at the door, and so come on up to the Crown Plaza Hotel, Nashua, New Hampshire. You don't want to miss this event. You get to meet great people like Amanda Billy Rock. Are you going to be here throughout the weekend?
Sure will.
And you're speaking, was it tomorrow or Saturday?
Tomorrow at 2.
So don't miss Amanda and so many other great speakers. But the real attraction, at least for me, for this event, isn't so much who's speaking, but it's to get to meet the people who are going to come here. I mean, all three of us here on the show right now, we've all made the move as part of the Free State Project, but there are always, like, every now and then I'll get the chance to get up and talk, like as one of the sponsors of the event, or I'll be up. I'm going to be actually doing a panel on direct action on Saturday morning with Derek Jay and Robin Hood and all kinds of fun people. So I like to get up, and one of my favorite questions to ask is, how many people are here for the first time at Liberty Forum? And I tell you, I mean, I obviously haven't done this yet this year, but every time it's 40, 50, 60%. It's half the room is there for the first time. So it's always so exciting to see all these new faces every single year here at the Liberty Forum. Would you mind taking phone calls? We've actually got callers on the line.
Let's do it.
Let's go to Bob. He's saying, well, he actually won't say where he is in Tennessee. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mark, and Amanda Billy Rock.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are y'all tonight?
Good. You're on the air, Bob. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, okay. First off, I wanted to say I resent the rigorous screening process you guys have. Any future callers, they take note.
Bob, I don't know what you're talking about when you say rigorous. I mean, the screening process on Free Talk Live shouldn't be anything more than your name, location, and what you want to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's too much, man. And secondly, if you keep that up, you're going to scare off all four of the other four caller listeners you got.
Oh, zing. All right, Bob. Do you actually have anything to talk about that's important?
Yeah, I wanted to ask that girl if she shaved her bush.
All right, get out of here. All right, so what a winner. Anyway, we'll just move right along. Unless you actually do want to. No, I'm not going to dump him on that one.
Okay.
It's not. He didn't violate the FCC rules. He's just rude.
Just a rude yeah. guy.
What would you say to that that guy, Amanda Billy Rock?
I would tell him that he is a very sad person.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
the answer is none of your business.
Four people listening in 140 stations across the country.
That's right. So, 855, 450 free. I'm glad he held on for two whole segments to talk about that. So, the Liberty Forum, that's where we are here tonight, and there's always so much that's going on here. It's impossible to really even keep track. I haven't even gone and done anything besides, like, set up equipment and set up the Freekeen table today. I mean, what have you done today, Amanda Billy Rock, when you've been here at the Liberty Forum?
Oh, good golly. Well, it started with a martini lunch, and then...
What better way to start the day?
I know, right? Well, I mean, when you're meeting this many new people, sometimes it helps to feel...
To have vodka.
Yes, you understand. Understand me perfectly. And then we kicked off with an introductory address by Jason Sorens, who wrote the thesis that founded the Free State Project, so that's exciting. And there have been various talks throughout the evening, most recently the Ignite talks, where anyone can present for 5 minutes, and you can talk about anything you want. You know, there aren't pre-approved topics here. You can talk about whatever is important to you for 5 minutes, and it's riveting.
Now, that's a new thing. This is the first year they've done this Ignite. So you were just there, I guess, prior to coming down here?
I was.
What did you see? What were people talking about?
Good golly. Jason Sorens was talking about weeds. Like, not weed, but weeds.
Not the weed you smoke.
Yeah. Carla Garrick
unwanted
was talking.
Plants.
Well, he seems to like them, actually.
All right. So then that would make them wanted plants. They're no longer weeds at that point.
Yeah, I don't understand, I guess, the definition of the word.
Okay.
Carla Garrick was talking about art as activism. Jody Underwood was talking about aging is not for wussies. Hmm. And there were a few more of those that are going on right now.
Is there a contest, too? Is, like, there a winner chosen at the end? Or because I know at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, they have something that feels kind of similar called Soapbox Idol, where people are allowed to get up for 3 minutes and just kind of rant about something.
If there is an award, I didn't know about it.
Did you speak?
No.
Okay. So... It's great to have you on the show, by the way. I appreciate that. And I'm looking forward to talking more about your case, the kind of the criminal case, and some of the details on it that we can't really get into right now. There's a video out there that no one's supposed to have seen, but some people have seen anyway. And there's some interesting things to kind of to talk about.
You know, let me tell you what's up with that, Ian. That video was in the hands of the Laconia Police Department as they wrote their statements that they would then come and use at the administrative license suspension hearing that I had 2 weeks ago.
Right, that I was going to go to.
They used the video to write their statements for that hearing. And spite of that, we caught this cop, Michael Armstrong, of the Laconia Police Department, lying approximately four times in this hearing.
God.
In spite of that,
he's not very good at this, is he?
The judge ruled in his favor.
Oh, God.
Of course.
My license remains suspended.
Wow.
But guess what? I brought my own camera into the hearing,
good.
And I will be putting all of this on YouTube.
Fantastic.
Contrasting the video footage that shows the truth and the lies coming right out of the filthy mouth of Michael Armstrong.
Very exciting. And
you know who's filthy here? Though it's the judge is filthy. I mean, it's you expect.
Well, it was
the cop,
actually an administrative hearing. This is a DMV hearing.
I mean, the person can't even make the excuse that he's a lawyer. He's a bureaucrat. I mean, like he didn't go 3 years to school to lie. This guy just is lying on his own.
Now, what's the deal here? Okay, so is the suspension of the driving privileges, is that connected somehow to the arrest? What was going on? How did that even
you know
come
what?
About?
Beats me. Apparently, all they have to do is say, hey, you, citizen, take this breathalyzer. And if you say no, they can be like, yeah, your slave card is gone.
Wow. And how does that stop? Like, is it for a certain period of time? Are you suspended forever? Where will this change or when or how?
6 months.
Okay, so just because you've told them no on a DUI test, automatically you're cut off for making a living for yourself or whatever, or going to the store for 6 months. It's
Thank
crazy.
God I work from home.
Sure. And
I can't even imagine.
Well, it also helps to have a community of liberty-minded people. I know there's an AgriCab in Manchester, an underground operation that is helping people get from point A to point B.
I'm going to be talking extensively tomorrow about how Bitcoin has really helped my life since my license got suspended because things have changed.
So what about a hardship license? I mean, is that possible? Did you go through that process or you just don't want to beg them for it?
I don't even know what that means.
Okay. So there's some kind of terminology, you know, magic terminology that says, we're going to take your license away, but if you need it to get to work, we'll let you have it back. I mean, it's odd.
So their whole grounds is that we've removed your license because you're a danger to society. But if you need to go to work, the danger. It's cool.
Yeah.
You That's look so dangerous, I just have to say. Isn't she dangerous, this lady? I mean, she's... Yeah. You're trouble, Amanda. You realize that.
Yeah.
Well I'm just stunned by the whole thing, why they want to go after her for this, but I don't know. I guess it has to
do with
the...
Well, she wasn't obedient.
Is it the breathalyzer test specifically?
Yes, I believe that's New Hampshire or statute that says you got to obey. I mean, that's what this is really all about. Is obedience. And we've talked about this a million times on Free Talk Live. There are all kinds of crimes out there, and the state punishes disobedience to the state more than anything else. You can kill people and be better off in some cases than people saying no to the police.
The disobeying charge was more severe than a DUI would have been.
It figures. And that's what started the whole thing, was that you didn't just go along to get along. You didn't bow down to the cop. You didn't do what he wanted you to do, and so he came after you with full force. So I would like to have you back on at some point when we get closer to or after the trial to kind of recap everything. If you're not in jail, of course. Or if you are in jail, you can call us from jail as well. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here toll-free, even if it's some asinine nonsense call, like the only call we've had tonight. But, no, we have more than one call.
No, we had two.
We had two. So,
well, this is an interview show. Most people want to hear the interviews.
It's true. It's true. And we've got all kinds of interesting people that we're going to be talking to throughout the weekend here from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. But our phones are still open, and you can still join us on the toll-free lines, which are brought to you by ProXP. The number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. We are not available on Skype tonight. I should remind folks, if we're on location, we can't be taking Skype calls. So sorry about that. Just call in the regular lines. We'll get you on the air here. You can talk to us and our wonderful guests. And our next guest will be Cody O'Connor from Off the Air Live. Cody, welcome back.
Hey, Ian, how's it going?
It's going well. In fact, LibertyStickers.com, before we get into what Off the Air Live is, it is Liberty Stickers. Mark, you've got a Liberty sticker on the back of your vehicle.
Yeah, I've got a few of them. I've got them in different places. One of them is, it says Barack Obama's fired more cruise missiles than all other Peace Prize winners combined. And then another one that says, the reason that war won't stop is because the people that pay the politicians are making a killing off all that killing.
There are hundreds and and hundreds of options for you over at libertystickers.com. They've got the right one or two or three or 50 for you, depending on how many stickers you like to have on the back of your car. Go to libertystickers.com and check out their great selection. Get a sticker or 10 of them and spread the ideas of freedom right from your ride. So, in fact, I saw, Robert is out there right now. He is a new mover as part of the Free State Project. He purchased Daryl Perry's car for Bitcoin, and Daryl's car is just loaded with bumper stickers on the backside.
I've seen it.
Yes. Yeah, it's very noticeable. So, and actually, it was the first Bitcoin car transaction that has ever occurred in New Hampshire, and I don't know how many cars have been sold worldwide for Bitcoin, but I don't imagine it's in the hundreds.
A handful, I would say.
Yeah, it can't be too many. So, Cody, you are the host of Off the Air Live, and of course, we're on radio here, and you're a radio guy. Like, you do radio for a living.
Well,
not a great radio,
living.
So you don't really make a living.
I do radio for an almost living.
Now, how many years have you been working in the business?
Almost three now.
Okay.
Yeah. Just about done.
My mentor told me in radio that it takes 10 to 15 years before you can actually start making livable money.
Well, that's great.
Yep,
so it's just hot pocket, and that's my life now.
Yeah, it's like that.
Pretty much. And so you are working in the Portland, Maine area, and you don't yet live in New Hampshire, but you are a Free State Project participant, right?
I don't know if I've signed up yet. I go to all of these events, and I just don't think I've done it yet.
Oh, well, what will it take? Is there something holding you back?
Well, you know, I got an intimate massage thing from Mark earlier.
Yep. Free Talk Live's giving away vibrators here.
That might be step one of what it'll take. I have a price in my head.
Everybody's got their price.
I'm willing to take donations, money, PayPal, Bitcoin, too. I'll take all of it.
So, I mean, you've come to these things. This is your second Liberty Forum, right?
This is my second one now, yes.
And you've been to the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
I have done that.
So you kind of come around. You've come out to Keene. You visited the state. And, I mean, is there anything that's, like, keeping you in Portland? I mean, certainly not the paycheck.
Certainly not the paycheck. I do like Maine. I don't know. You know, once it works out, maybe it'll work out. But, you know, right now it just hasn't yet.
Certainly hope so, because you're great talent. The show's great. Off the Air Live, what's the website?
Offtheairlive.com.
Now, what are people going to hear that they're definitely not going to hear on our show with you sitting here as a guest?
This show's actually funny.
Yeah,
the difference
that.
Is when a guy calls in and he asks about what's growing down below, I'm going to keep him on and talk to him for a while.
Yeah.
I'm going to see what makes him tick, you know?
Would you have done so with Amanda Billyrock sitting in your studio, however? Like, had he been rude to us, I probably would have kept him on, but since he was rude to our guest, I got rid of him.
You know what? I think I would still.
Yeah.
I think I would still do it. It's fun. Conflict is fun. Everyone tells me that the best shows that I have are when my girlfriend yells at me, and we have real boyfriend-girlfriend fights on the show.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite episodes that we did, it was last summer. And I was drunk as hell. I was doing my show.
Now, this is an internet show where you can actually drink and be on whatever they call the air, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And I was yelling like I normally did. I didn't know the window was open. So I had this neighbor, and she got concerned. I don't know why, because she was having her own party, but she must have gotten some weird idea in her head that I was trouble. So she came over.
What, did she think you were yelling at your girlfriend?
She thought there was like a violent act going on. I was doing a bit. I was singing the theme from that 70s show. Not a violent thing, but she came over. She knocked on the door. We were on break at the time, and she comes in. And she starts asking, like, well, where's your landlord? I haven't seen your landlord in a while. Heard all this yelling. Kind of concerned.
And what, like, time of night is this? Like 11?
Like 10:30 at night. And I'm telling her, look,
because your show's like 10 to mid, right?
10 to midnight, yeah. And I'm telling her, I'm doing an internet radio show. That's why I'm yelling. Nobody's hurt. You know, the landlord.
You have to project.
Practicing good mic technique. The landlord, in fact, is not tied up in the basement right now. She didn't get it, though. Like, she kept saying, I don't understand. I don't know what else to tell you. So okay. This is what happened. She said she's going to call the cops. I told her, call the cops. This will be a fun interaction with me and you and the cops.
Yeah, grab the video camera while you're at it.
Yeah, you should have sat her down and interviewed her.
Oh, it would have been great. But what happened is, meanwhile, I'm hearing in the background, my bed music's coming in. So I tell her, I got to go. I got a radio show to do. So I close the door. And she opens the door, backs up, and she comes back in. She comes into my house.
Had she ever been in your home before?
I had never met her.
It
was the weirdest experience.
And she'd been drinking how much?
Probably more than me.
Okay, good.
Which is a lot.
Yeah, well, that's excellent. If you're going to have the cops called on you, you should have them called on by somebody who's drank a lot.
I bought a fifth of whiskey and an 18-pack just for tonight, if that tells you anything. And she probably drank more than me.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. So she comes in.
She comes.
You're going back in to sit down and do a show.
At this point, I'm going back to go on the air. And this is the point when my girlfriend Melinda comes and she talks to her. And she, at first, she thought I was being rude because I said, call the effing cops.
Mm-hmm.
We all know what that word means, but right. I can't say it. And she comes over.
You would say it on your show, Off Your Life.
Definitely would say it, which is a good reason to listen to
just
it.
Just so you know, calling the cops, threatening to call the cops is a rude thing to do, too. Right? Like, so if you say something rude to somebody, it's not unlikely that they will say something rude back, right? I mean, that's kind of
right.
How it goes.
Well, eventually she got the idea, like, okay, this woman won't leave. So eventually she came onto my side. And
who's that? Melinda?
Yes,
okay,
eventually.
Good. Your girlfriend.
No, but this lady, she left. And I don't know if she ever did call the cops or not because they never showed up. But we did talk a lot of trash about her for the next hour and a half on the air. So that was a nice thing that happened after that.
So have you had any interactions with her since?
I haven't. No. I kind of wish we did, though.
Really?
You
could always go knock on her door, I suppose. I really want that.
I probably could.
You could set up a mobile mic thing and go knock on her door.
So, yeah, what's up?
We're doing a radio show. Our toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. There's stuff in the news, actually. We haven't done any kind of newsy stuff. I'm sure you don't mind sitting in for that.
Let's do some news.
The gentleman behind Liberty Maniacs, we've had him on the show in the past. His name is Dan McCall, and he's a St. Cloud University graduate. The story from the, let's see, where the hell is this? I don't know. SCTimes.com. He has sued the NSA and the Department of Homeland Security after they issued cease and desist letters against merchandise that he was producing through his business, a T-shirt kind of cool stuff business. He has settled out of court for what he calls a victory. He, operates LibertyManiacs.com from a home office and said Tuesday he has been notified that the NSA and the Department of Homeland Security have folded in their quest to repress his satirical slogans and statements emblazoned on T-shirts, coffee mugs, and other merchandise. Dice. We'll give you the details on exactly what his shirt said here, and I don't know if he's going to tell us exactly how much the settlement was. Usually that stuff is kind of secret. But we'll get into some of the details in moments. 855, 450-FREE. It's a victory for free speech here, and we like that kind of stuff. 855, 450-FREE. You can take control here on Free Talk Live.
So, I'm interested in getting some bitcoins.
Well, you could buy bitcoins with cash through a bank deposit, but that's not anonymous. Think about it. Banks won't even let you wear a hat or sunglasses. And they require a signed deposit slip which catches your fingerprints by design, so any curious bureaucrat can monitor what you're doing.
Yikes. So how do you buy bitcoins while staying off the radar?
You gotta try MoneyPackTrader.com. MoneyPackTrader.com allows you to spend your cash at Walmart or almost any drugstore or convenience store, wearing anything you want without providing any identifying information, and then receive the Bitcoin safely.
That sounds great, but what's the catch?
There's no catch. Buying truly anonymous Bitcoins can be done in a day and at a reasonable price. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com to learn how to purchase as many Bitcoins as you want with real privacy.
I'm going right now to MoneyPackTrader.com.
That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for your call and thoughts. You may share them with us toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight with you, Ian and Mark, as usual, Cody is with us from Off the Air Live. Now, Cody's show is something you can get online at offtheairlive.com.
This is true, yeah.
And also, it's live on LRN.FM, and the times are, let's see, Thursday 10 to midnight Eastern, and Saturday from 11 to midnight.
You got it perfectly.
10 to 11 on Saturday.
10 to 11 on
Apparently,
Saturday.
I didn't get it perfectly. I'm the
Cody
program director, and you're the host, and we both were,
I'm just being your yes man right now.
That's funny, because you don't get paid to do the show. You do it for the love of doing radio, which thank you for that, by the way.
Yeah, I don't sleep, and I stay up, and I just do this because this is what I do.
Well, you do morning show work for like a real radio station, and so, wait, you don't sleep, meaning that you get up at 4 in the morning, you go to work, and you don't actually take a nap before, like, you haven't slept today?
I slept at night, but not well. That's just part of the job, though.
Meaning you slept until 4 in the morning, you went to work.
Yeah.
And so since then, you're still awake.
Since then, zero sleep. I've been awake the whole time.
And you've been drinking now as well?
It started excellent. About an hour ago, yeah. So I just got to tell you about this crazy experience on the way to Liberty Forum. Not 5 minutes on the turnpike, we get a flat tire.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we were all gung-ho. We're blasting Muse, you know. We're like, you know. And then I hear this rumbling, right?
Oh, gosh.
I hear this really loud rumbling, and I'm thinking, oh, the bass in the song's really cool, right? And I keep listening. Wait, that doesn't sound like the part of the Muse song I'm dancing to here in my head. So I turn the radio down, and, oh, okay, that's me. That's the car.
Oh, gosh.
Flat tire. I don't know what I ran over, so I had to pull over, call AAA.
Flat tire is a bummer any time of the year, but right now, it's even worse. I mean, it's cold. It's no fun to pull over. And
today it was up in the 40s.
That's true. It was a pretty nice day out today. Right?
Today is one of the better days right now. But, yeah, so that happened, and we got a donut put on, we go to Walmart, and then we get another tire put on. $150 later, and 2 hours later,
wow,
we finally get back on the road to going to Pork Fest, not Pork Fest, Liberty Forum. Pork Fest is coming soon, though.
That's right, for Porcupine Freedom Festival.
We drive up to the Crown Plaza Hotel, and the first thing I see when I open the door in the parking garage, used condom. Right on the ground.
Oh,
welcome
God,
to welcome
party
to
started.
Liberty. Yeah, oh yes. People have been libertying around.
I hope it wasn't one of our people. It actually happened in the LRN studio as well.
Oh my God, really?
I don't know how it got there, but
did you like Lysol the whole room afterwards?
No. I mean, it was only in one place. I mean, I presume they didn't throw it all over the place. It was just, I mean, I don't know what was in it. If anything was in it, there was a package. It appeared to have a condom in it. It had been opened, and it was on the floor in the right outside the LRN.FM studio, right, like, by the coat rack. So
Cody,
I feel like maybe somebody.
It was so awesome to hear him ask everybody who came in the studio a week the next week. It's like, hey, do you know anything about the condom? Oh no!
Did you ever find the culprit though?
No.
Who's gonna cop to it?
I figure somebody. It was right by the coat rack, so I figure somebody had it in a coat pocket, but why would you keep that? Where did it, how did it, what?
It's a memento.
No. I guess I don't get it. I don't understand the condom.
I don't get it either, man.
It's like you're leaving a trophy, I guess. I did it here at LRN.
I presume it was not actually done in the LRN studio, but you never know.
You could turn it around and take it as a compliment because, you know, like a lot of people, they have goals. Like, I'm going to have sex in a library.
Right.
I'm going to have sex in a church.
The bucket list. Or
now somebody's had sex in LRN.FM.
And there's points associated with this, right? So, like, you know,
having
sex the Mile High Club, for instance, certain places, there's more risk involved, there's more points.
Somebody's bucket list is a little bit more done.
Mm-hmm.
and your studio's defiled. So.
It's not very comfy there. I mean, there's nothing like thoroughly.
We did get the new chairs, but this was before the new chairs.
Yeah, definitely before the new chairs.
So, Cody, you're the host of Off the Air Live. It's on LRN.FM. It's a great show. And the podcast, so people can go and listen to old episodes.
Right at offtheairlive.com. I've got archives going back to 08, I think.
It's good stuff. You were doing it long before LRN.FM. And didn't you celebrate like a year on LRN.FM like a few months
just
ago?
Just recently, yeah.
Very cool.
It's crazy how long it's been.
So we were talking about Liberty Maniacs. To get back into the issue here, Dan McCall, it's been settled. The deal here, he had sued the NSA. They had come after him with threats after he printed up some shirts and some coffee mugs. And he basically took the NSA logo and he modified it to say, you know, NSA, and then he changed their tagline to the only part of the government that actually listens. And he created another one with the subheading spying on you since 1952, and then altered the NSA's seal to read peeping while you're sleeping. I mean, that's funny. It's cute. It's funny. And it was actually probably one of the best things that could have happened to him, because when the NSA came after him, he got all this press coverage that otherwise this, you know, shirt that anyone could have made would never have received. So he probably sold way more of these shirts than before, because he had it. I guess it was Zazzle that dumped him, because like the government went after Zazzle and they dumped him, and so he went over to Cafe Press and they took the design. So it wasn't like he stopped selling the shirts at any point. He continued to sell the shirts. He then filed suit against the NSA and Department of Homeland Security, and according to a Maryland District Court settlement agreement executed Tuesday by the U.S. Attorney's Office, the NSA will formally formally issue a letter to McCall's merchandise producer, that's Zazzle, indicating its previous accusation that McCall's material was in violation of federal law was inaccurate. That means they lied. That means they gave misinformation out about this guy's business. They threatened Zazzle, and they got them to back down, and they never should have done that. But they know they can get away with this stuff.
Sure. The businesses roll over all the time when it comes to the government, because they know that they don't want to fight. If you've got a business, why do you want to fight the government that has all that taxpayer money to do whatever they want? They're just a bunch of bullies.
Now, it's not a perfect settlement. He'll receive $500 to cover his court costs in filing the suit with the help of Public Citizen, a government watchdog organization based in D.C. The agreement does stipulate that McCall has to drop his suit and the NSA and DHS admit no liability to him. So basically, it's not a wash. He's technically won, but well, it's not like he walks away with a check for his inconvenience.
Not much, no.
Yeah. So
it's kind of sad, and that watchdog
group. Well, he's excited.
Yes, but that watchdog group deserves more, because this is the problem. The government, imagine how much taxpayer money was spent on this suit on the other side, and then they write a tiny little check to the winners and say, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the only losers here are taxpayers. People that thought that you had the right to free speech in this country.
He says, they basically gave me everything I was asking for, said McCall. It's a victory for First Amendment rights. We're pretty excited. I know my lawyer is, and I am too. We think it's going to make a little bit of difference. I think this case showed the hush that can happen on the web when people attempt to satire or write stuff. People are reluctant to do satire or parodies and criticize these agencies when something like this hangs over you. I got a ton of letters from other artists saying I want to wait and see how this turns out for you before I do anything. And it's unfortunate, but there are a lot of people out there that are like that. They're not willing to go out, step out on the ledge, take a risk with their art.
Art's supposed to be about risk.
Right. You take a risk every single night on Off the Air Live.
Well, I have to wonder, yeah. It's like, if you're going to come after satire now, like, am I going to be an eventual target? I've always been under the belief that, like, I'm a little bit safe because I'm not typing things, you know, what I say is being encoded into an MP3.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always been of the belief that if the NSA is listening to me, well, I guess that means I've made it. I almost take that as a term of endearment, kind of.
And who knows? Maybe they'll learn something if they're actually listening to the Liberty shows out there. So he says, it's nice to have this behind me. The reason this got started is because I got angry. I thought it was so silly. Once the realization started to sink in that I did make a federal case out of this, you get a little nervous. I'm certainly glad they decided to settle. This means they can't arbitrarily step on my toes, and I don't have to worry going forward about making a joke and having them clamped down, and the third-party sellers don't have to worry about their stuff being taken down. That's a big point, because otherwise it could cut off an income stream for a lot of satirists. So this is good news, but it doesn't mean that they won't attack somebody else in the future. Maybe it does mean they'd be less likely to do it, and it comes back around to like what we were talking about with Amanda Billyrock. If you don't just fold under pressure, a lot of times you can come out and win, right? Like, he still wasted his time. He still had to spend all his time with court filings and all that. But he still has the right to do what he was doing, and he stuck with that. And had he just gone ahead and said, okay, I'll take it offline, that would have been really tragic.
That's what they want you to do.
I wouldn't do it, man.
You wouldn't back down?
I'd put more stuff online.
I can tell you, if they threatened me, I would definitely not take you off the air on LRN.FM.
People with a straight face will say that governments were created to protect your rights. With a straight face.
So we're done for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow night live from the 2014 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. If you're listening on LRN.FM, stay tuned for Cody's show. He is on the way here shortly. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. We'll see you tomorrow night from the Liberty Forum in New Hampshire.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it 3 times. Studies show you need to hear something 3 times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.